Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Have you heard of nicotine pouches? Well, if you haven't, we're hearing teenagers are most likely sure to know about them because there have been calls now for stricter regulation of nicotine pouches. It seems teenagers alongside vapes are actually using the pouch to get a form of a nicotine hit. And the Social Democrat TD, Jennifer Whitmore, is with me in studio today because, Jennifer, you actually brought this up in the Dáil.
I did, absolutely. So something I became aware of late last year. I hadn't heard of them previously. And I put some questions into the minister about these particular pouches, whether they were regulated.
Just to explain, first of all, Jennifer, it's not the nicotine patch that we know on your arm.
No. So they're small little pouches. They look like little chewing gums. And what happens is you put them up under your lip, between your lip and your gum, and they sit there and they're really discreet. It's very difficult to see them when they're in.
Well, I'm looking at the little box you've brought in here of the Ruby Berry brand of them, and literally to take them out, they're like, as you said, nearly like a mint in a digestible little packaging.
Yeah,
and that just goes up in under your gum, basically.
Under your gum. And what I was hearing was actually that when it was first raised with me, it was raised by a teenager, and they said that you know, kids in school were using them because the teachers can't see them under the gum. They're so discreet and parents aren't aware of them. Now, these things have really strong, they're really strong in nicotine. Some of them can be up to 10 times stronger than a cigarette.
The smell of berry off this is
so that's
incredible.
It's very like the whole vaping thing where you had them marketed towards a younger population. They have, you know, all these really cool flavours and they're packaged really nicely, you know, but they're incredibly addictive, And, it just seems to me that, you know, we've sort of gone through the whole vaping thing. We've, you know, there's regulations of them and now here's another product. And this product has not received any regulation at all from the government. There's zero regulation.
So is it the teenagers who maybe either were smoking or not smoking or then started vaping? Are they using these as a method to try and stop vaping or are they using them just because it's a sort of a cool on trend thing?
So I think it's probably a bit of both. I think what's happening is that they can't obviously vape in school because they can be found. These things are just so small, they just won't be noticed. And I do think some of them are trying to get off vaping and they'll use this to try and get off vaping. But ultimately, it's, you know, the fact that we're in this situation where we have so many children that are addicted to nicotine is just incredibly worrying. Children who never would have smoked, but because vaping was marketed towards them, because products like this are being marketed towards them, and they're very fashionable and they're on TikTok and everything else. You know,
well,
I think
it's a small, it's a bright packaged little pouch, very easily could sit into your coat pocket, your trouser pocket, your bag, your school bag. It actually nearly looks like a makeup blusher. It's the size of a little compact powder that you'd open.
Yeah, and it's quite cool. Like it's, you know, it looks quite trendy.
Yeah.
And I think probably as well, because parents don't know what to look for, you know, that would be a concern of mine. Like many parents wouldn't actually, even if they came across this, wouldn't know what it was. And they would think it was there was no problem with
it. Are they called sort of on the market? I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right or not. Is it SNUS? S-N-U-S?
I think that's how they're referred to sometimes. SNUS or nicotine pouches. But I think they are quite new on the market here. Now, they would have originated in, say, Scandinavian countries. And what one person said to me, actually, she was in Norway recently and she couldn't get over the amount of these that were just thrown on the ground. So it's a huge littering problem as well. But it's certainly something that started in Scandinavia, but seems to be now coming here. And actually, I'm seeing the advertising of them everywhere.
So where are the teenagers buying them?
You can buy them in any shop. So any corner shop will have these. Now, on the packages does say it's over 18, but actually there is no regulation. So there's no rules around that. At the shop where I bought those, I asked them how old you have to be. They did say 18. But, you know, obviously, like I know a lot of teenagers are getting them normal shops. They're just behind the counter with the other products.
Over 18 only. It's an empty can and you can recycle it. The product contains nicotine, which is a highly addictive substance. So there is that banner on it, all right, if you're to turn it around and look at it. But we've no regulation for this in Ireland.
We've no regulation. In fact, they're not regulated in Europe at all. They're actually in some countries recognised as food stuff. I put in a whole range of questions to the minister in January, asking if he was tracking consumer rates of this, if there was any analysis of health risks of this, if he was aware of the increased number of people under the age of 18 that are using these products. And unfortunately, it was clear from his response that it has not been on their radar at all, which is really unfortunate. out, because I think what we need to be is two steps ahead of these nicotine companies all the time. They're essentially just looking for people to market and consumers to buy their product, and we need to be ahead of these trends.
The listener here has got in touch to make the point that they're called snus, massive with professional footballers in England, so probably a lot of the teenagers are following the lead of their sporting heroes.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's like, this is the problem, like when, you know, teenagers are consuming their ads on TikTok, it's very hard, especially if you have influencers that are promoting these. So I think we do need to have an awareness of this product, who's using it, and we do absolutely need to regulate it.
Most likely, I would imagine, if a parent lifted this packet out of their child's coat pocket today or their school bag at the end of the term, very easily you could think this is just some form of chewing gum.
Sweet
or something.
Yeah. You'd have no idea. And in fact, even when, because I've seen a child using, when they're using them, you can't see them. Their lip looks slightly swollen. But they're quite adept at flicking these things across their mouth. You know, so it's very hard to identify if a child is actually using it.
So you've got on to the minister about this. What's going to happen, if anything?
Well, so I raised it, as I said, in January with the Minister for Health. The response wasn't great that came back. I raised it again last week with the Taoiseach to say, are you aware of these products? And also the fact that, you know, the Teachers Association are calling for an advisory note to be provided. I know you're going to be talking to representatives from them soon. But, you know, would the Taoiseach look into this and make sure that whatever guidance the schools need, that it is provided to him. So he agreed with me. He said it was quite concerning. He was going to talk to the Minister for Health about it as well.
Paul Crone, who's the Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, is with us here on the line today as well. Paul, how big of a problem is this in school?
It's very hard to quantify, but our belief is that it's a bigger problem than we actually think it is. This time last year, I would have said, we have a vaping epidemic. There were students who were vaping who would never have smoked. But schools, because of their response in trying to remove the vapes from the schools and trying to educate and all, the students potentially have a nicotine addiction that must be met. The difference between these pouches and the snus is snus has tobacco in it, and that is regulated. These have no tobacco in it, so it's pure nicotine into the bloodstream. There is a huge fear as we're heading into the summertime, the holidays in 2 weeks' time, that schools won't have access to the students to be able to talk this out, talking to their parents. So we're worried, I suppose, that it will explode even more over the summer months. And by September, we're going to be dealing with something where lots of students have potentially got nicotine addictions.
So for some of them, it will actually be a genuine nicotine addiction, Paul.
That we genuinely, yes, that's a fear we have. We've no statistics. It's impossible to get statistics. It's impossible for any school to know how many students are using it. Other than you do see dropped ones like that littering problem. You would see them in some principals are finding them in the corridors. They're finding them on the floors in classrooms. So they know that some students are using them, but they've no idea which students are using them or how many students are using them. And that's the worrying part of it. But they're so strong that the students don't see anything wrong with that build. And the nicotine can lead to irritability, it can lead to concentration issues, and all of that. And we have a huge concern that if we don't act now, the problem is going to explode over the summer.
How big is the vaping problem at the moment in schools then, Paul?
The vaping problem is still very big. It's still huge. We ran a webinar last week with the HSE around vaping and the potential impact that it's having in schools. And I suppose the tobacco element or the nicotine element in the vape is one worrying part. But there are also vapes that have other substances in them. And students may not be aware that they are taking a drag off a vape that has something else in it. But I'm hearing reports that there tends to be a general understanding, but sure, they could be smoking, they're vaping. Parents have bought vapes for their children to stop them from smoking. But the research would be that many of these students may not have smoked. I mean, in schools, we've noticed a huge reduction in the number of teenagers that are smoking. And now that has just exploded into vaping. which is another worrying trend. But schools have policies in place. They've procedures, they've supervision, they're confiscating, they're trying to have those conversations. We did call for a health advisory notice to come out, and we're working with the HSC around that, because that allows principals and teachers to open up these conversations with students and with parents who are ultimately needed to kind of... A whole community response is needed to this.
The sale of, of vaping products to people under the age of 18 has come into effect, Jennifer, at this stage. So could these not just be added to that, or does it require separate legislation?
Well, I think it could be amended, and I suppose that's why I raised it with the Minister. I was hoping that there would be an opportunity to amend the current legislation, and hopefully that will is where it'll go. It shouldn't, you know, be as long a process. This should be something that could be relatively dealt with relatively quickly if the political will was there. But I think in the absence of that, we certainly do need the HSC guidance so that parents or schools can have that conversation. I think the one thing I'm hearing is from teenagers is, look, isn't this better than smoking? And I don't think we really appreciate how addictive these are and the impacts of nicotine addiction on children. And so I think that's something that we really need to get across. If you that package, actually, what it says on it, if you're using it properly, you're on the inside, it says if you're using this product properly, you'll feel your gum tingling. You know, it is a very, very strong product. It's up to 10 times stronger than a cigarette. So it's a really strong hit of nicotine, and particularly for children, you know, young teenagers who could be potentially using this.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, maybe somebody who's been smoking or is now vaping in an effort to reduce the amount that they're of tobacco that they're smoking might take them as an older person or as an adult or whatever. But like this listener here says, these pouches have been around for 20 odd years. I used them for transatlantic flights when I couldn't smoke. I think this is just total hysteria. Your point, though, is that it's actually selling them to people who are 14 and 15 and 16.
That's it, yeah. So it's my primary concern is for people who are under 18. And I do think they need to be regulated for under 18-year-olds. I understand that things like vaping and these products can be useful for people who are trying to come off cigarettes. But the reality is the majority of our children have never smoked. And this is now a new product that they are using. You know, so I think we do need to control it. We've made efforts to control vaping. I would see this as a very similar product, and I think the government needs to focus as much on this, because nicotine on brains under, you know, on young brains, it does have major problems. It, you know, that does lead to cognitive issues, irritability, you know, so it's something that absolutely the government needs to focus on.
Will it come in?
I hope it will. I mean, when I raised it with the Taoiseach, he seemed quite concerned about it.
Yeah.
So I do hope that they move quickly on it.
Okay. Listen, Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrat TD. Jennifer, thank you for joining us here with the issue on Lunchtime Live. And also Paul Crone there, who's the Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.